With the Black album, it was interesting because when that came out, it was so different than Injustice for All, but it was so damn good. And you know, at first, maybe it was so different that you didn't know if you were going to like it or not. And a lot of other bands and musicians were talking about it. So it wasn't, it didn't connect at first with a lot of the musicians, but for me, it did. I felt the songs were really powerful, and again, just great songwriting. Obviously, there were some hits in that mix. So they had done something different. They had challenged themselves, and they went a slightly different direction and kicked ass. I remember with Suicidal Tendencies, we had toured with Metallica on the Black album. So back in 1993, it was. I remember, you know, we'd do our set, and then I'd watch them from out in the crowd, and I just thought to myself, man, they are just so badass, and they're so damn popular, you know. I wonder if I could ever be a part of that, you know, energy and being a part of such a big band. So for me, it's very surreal to actually now be playing with Lars, James, and Kirk and to be up on that big stage. But it back then, it was really just a fantasy, and it was like, well, maybe someday. You know, but that's how life has been for me. You know, you take these small steps forward and you dream a little bit and fantasize, and sometimes they come true. So here we are now making music together. It's pretty cool.